is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Hi, Shelly.
Hi.
What's up? How can we help you?
Well, I had two great dates with this guy, and now I can't get him to return calls or anything, and so I just want to know what's up.
Okay, well, two great dates. Why don't you tell us about the dates and him?
Well, the first date was a typical dinner date, but I was totally upfront with the guy about my past, and I used to be, a stripper, and he was cool with it.
Okay.
So on his second date, it was actually his birthday, so I took him to the place where I used to work, and so we celebrated his birthday, and he loved it.
Oh, are you talking about you took him to a strip club?
I did. I mean, it was his birthday. He loved it. I had some girls take care of him in the back, do some lap dances.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
Right. Why is he not hitting you back?
Did anything weird happen that you can think of at the strip club that you used to work at?
No. I mean, it's typical, strip club, birthday guy stuff, So I figured he had a blast and we would totally reconnect, but I can't get him to return a call or a text.
All right. Well, we'll give him a call next. You deserve another date.
Right?
We'll talk him into it if he's not into it. Don't worry.
Hello.
Hi, is this Eddie?
This is Eddie.
Eddie, it's the Get Up crew calling from Hot 96.9, the radio station.
Hey, did I win something?
Well, you might have. You had a prize that, you threw away, and we want to bring it back to you. So here's the deal. We got a call from Shelly, who you went on a couple of dates with. Remember Shelly?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she called us up because she's been trying to get in contact with you. And she said she told us that you guys had a really good time the times that you went out. And she told us about it. And it sounds like a damn good time. So she wants to kind of go out on another date with you. And this time we'll pay for the whole thing. A nice dinner or wherever you want to go. If you want to go back to the strip club like you went with her last time.
I was going to say, I hope you're not paying for that level of date. That was pretty expensive.
I mean, dude, whatever you want.
Well, I definitely don't want what we had on that last date.
Why?
Yeah, I know she told me what was up and what she used to do and stuff. And yeah, man, I don't think it's going to work out.
But why not?
All right, so look, I understand that that's what you used to do, but that's what you used to do. And that's cool that you know everybody there and stuff, but she took off for 45 minutes or something into this back room with some hood balling guy, this older guy looks like he's got on his Mr. T chains and stuff, and his Adidas stuff. Dude, it was and she takes off into some private room with him for 45 minutes.
Oh,
That's not cool.
That's a good look, buddy.
What?
That's it. That was your job. It's not your job anymore. And I know that guy came out way too happy.
Yeah, 45 minutes is a long time.
More than just a quick conversation.
Hold on. Okay, wait. Eddie, Shelly's on the phone right now. She heard what you said.
Well, she knows what she did.
What do you mean what I did? You had so much fun in the other back room. I don't even know why you're saying anything about me right now.
I don't think I was having that kind of fun.
Look, the things have changed and that now I'm not in that life anymore. But when you got somebody like that who's willing to take care of you in a really good way, you show them a few days and then you get what you need and you leave.
Okay.
I feel like you showed way more than you did, and that's the whole thing. I don't want to be going out with somebody who's going to run off with the first guy who's going to do something like that.
You don't even know Rico. He's a good guy.
Rico is a good guy. A guy named Rico. He's not delivering Meals on Wheels to elderly shut-ins named Rico.
Oh, my God!
No, Rico is getting hummers from strippers in the back room. That's what Rico does.
Wow.
Well, you sure have a visual of Rico.
I mean, this really sounds like you guys just had a little misunderstanding on an otherwise phenomenal date.
Yeah, I don't think I misunderstood anything, man. I don't think I misunderstood nothing at all. I knew exactly what was going on. I appreciated the tears in my face, but it's, you can't do that every time you just want to go bull a guy who gives you money.
Okay. Well, how about the next day you guys go to a restaurant? We pay for a meal. You don't have to worry about the strip.
Can imagine what damage she can do there.
The busboy in the bathroom. It's going to be great. It's going to be a great time.
Oh, wow. So you're saying no to another date, Eddie?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Can't be dating other guys while she's on a date with me. That's up.
I never dated Rico. We were not in a relationship.
Yeah, you didn't date Rico. You just for money. I don't want to be kissing Rico's later in the night when I have to kiss you goodnight.